As we enter into our safe place and our place of prayer, we now allow God to transition us to who we were meant to be. The time for you to reign begins now. As a woman, your story was probably forced on you by society, or maybe even your own home, not allowing you to be the author of your own novel. Probably told a story written with verbs of self-destructive patterns and adjectives filled of your own shortcomings, where sentences of acceptance were only fragments of empty promises and support that never came, where any sense of self-worth was more the feeling of worthlessness, and any sense of love was others loving their own selfishness. Being told you were not good enough, not worthy enough, deserving enough, and never really knowing who you are. But today is a new day, a new opportunity to write your own story in your own way, in your own voice, guided by your own heart. A day you will remember for the rest of your life. Because on this day was the day you made the choice. The choice that all the days of fear and abandonment are replaced with days of faith and acceptance. That all the days of insecurities and hopelessness are days filled with security and happiness. Gone are the days of being codependent to the days of being dependent to the Creator that lies within you. Gone are the days of worrying to the days of being the warrior. Right now, feel these words repeat into the subconsciousness of your own mind. Warrior, happiness, creator, security, acceptance, faith, favor. Right now, we are declaring a new standard. Right now, we are declaring that all women, young to seasoned, child to mother, ranging from every possible color that God has ever made, that every woman who has ever been manipulated, that every woman who has ever been left alone, that every woman who has had her voice stolen from her, now will be seen, now will be felt, now will be heard. From her shoes have changed from instability to security, and her dress is draped in empowerment. Her shackles have broken from past selfish rule, and her belt is the symbol of righteousness. Her veil is a veil of awareness to the things that may be unseen but can always be felt. Her mouth flows with wisdom. Her headpiece is worth more than rubies and emeralds, for it is the mind and the spirit she displays, because her power does not come from what she can do for everyone else's dreams, but who she is for herself that makes her a queen. Rain into the awakening of who you are. Rain into the queen of who you are. Now is the time to release into your of molding the hearts and minds to the highest order, to feed into yourself, to be able to feed and give unto others, to lead others into living and leaving legacies of love, yes. Feel as your heart center grows stronger from within, yes. Feel as your life right now is beginning again. Now as a queen, surrender. Surrender into a deeper relationship with yourself. Surrender into self-care and self-love, mind, body, and soul. Surrender into your divine wholeness to be completely and utterly you. Surrender into the light you were made to shine to the world. Surrender into your supreme purpose that is for and only for you. Yourself fully from within to be a fully aligned with those you love. Surrender to the Creator. Surrender into the Queen that you are. Into your new identity. Surrender into the safety and security of love. And not of fear. Surrender to the mindset that all will be restored back.